For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is working through the weekend with agents looking into sexual misconduct allegations made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. An anonymous source says the Bureau will investigate claims that were made by his former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez, which expands the investigation beyond those made by Christine Blasey Ford. President Trump spoke to reporters at the White House before leaving for a rally in West Virginia.
I would expect it's going to turn out very well for the judge.
Speaking in Austin, Texas, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says Kavanaugh could have two jobs in jeopardy now.
If he is not telling the truth to Congress or to the FBI, then he's not fit not only to be on the Supreme Court, but to be on the court that he's on right now.
Kavanaugh denies the claim. He's alleged that Democrats, including the Clintons, are out to get him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Hurricane Rosa, packing Category 3 winds, moved Friday off Mexico's Pacific coast, with forecasters expecting its swells to affect the Southern California surf this weekend.
Rosa will begin weakening overnight. It is expected to be a tropical storm when it nears northern portions of the peninsula on Monday night. Still, it will spread rain into the southwest U.S. by Tuesday and Wednesday, with 1 to 3 inches possible and possible flooding in western Arizona, southern Nevada, and Utah.
Facebook says it doesn't know yet whether hackers who exploited a security breach have misused any of the 50 million user accounts' personal information. CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Security is an arms race, and we're continuing to improve our defenses. And I think that this also underscores that there are just constant attacks from people who are trying to take over accounts or steal information from people in our community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A former Secretary of State does a cameo on a sitcom. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Hillary Clinton makes a cameo appearance on a TV comedy, applying to be Murphy Brown's secretary.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you have all the requisite skills, computer, email.
Emails. I do have some experience with emails.
Clinton's guest spot was filmed 2 weeks after the pilot episode with no studio audience in a closed set with only essential crew. The scene was cut from screeners and out to press and critics, so it would be a surprise, and Clinton's guest spot received no promotion ahead of the show's airing on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami has killed at least 384 people, and hundreds of people have been injured on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. John Clemens has more.
The quake struck around 6 p.m. local time, and according to duty seismologist Zachary Reeves at the USGS, it was a major quake.
It's a 7.5. We have it at about 13 kilometers depth. It is 50 miles from the capital of Indonesia, roughly, and it's a pretty big earthquake.
Search, rescue crews, and emergency workers are in the area now looking for those in need. I'm John Clemens.